理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break.
It's the only building sitting on top of those tunnels. All we got to do is get in there on PI and dig ourselves an on-ramp.
I'm gonna find out, you know, what it is you're doing up there.
If we talked about who had motive to kill Terrence, we'd be here all day.
Have anything to do with Acofield?
Do the math. CEO of a corporation gets indicted for fraud. Investors start losing money. Lots of money.
You call Nick Saverin, works for Project Justice.
They're here.
Who's here?
LJ! LJ!
You gotta come get me.
We can't, okay? We're not in Chicago. You have to come to us.
First of the month's coming up, John.
Yeah, so...
I checked my balance online. It's looking seriously deficient.
Apparently, Fibonacci's coming up for air again. And if he testifies at that hearing, a lot of people are going down, including me.
Listen, there's been a restructuring. This comes from Philly himself. So I'm the man in here now.
What the hell are you doing?
Uh-oh. We got a problem.
Billy? What's going on?
That's P.I. I run it.
Not anymore, you don't.
Boss,
check that volume, inmate.
We've been doing business too long. We can fix this thing, right?
Let's get something clear. You and I haven't done crap. Falzone's the one been paying me.
Falzone is just an envelope. You've been doing business with me face to face.
You think I like getting pissed thrown at me? Spit on? These other chumps might do it for the 40 grand a year in the little blue uniform, but I'm not that dumb. Falzone's envelope is the only reason I come through that fence every day, and it's the only reason I'm gonna keep coming through that fence until I have enough money to buy that house on Lake Gray. I'm thinking early retirement, John, and you're interfering with that.
Hey, boss, just give me some time, and I can match whatever Falzone is paying you.
You're out of business. Get used to it.
Hey, boss.
Boss!
They're gonna find it. The longer they're in there, the sooner they're gonna find it.
Then we gotta get back in there.
I'm gonna say something crazy to you right now.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, I don't give a damn about that Fibonacci anymore.
You're right. That is crazy.
Because I got bigger things to think about, like survival. You see, I'm kind of short on friends in here, in case you haven't noticed. I need to get out right now. But I still got my life.
Then why are we talking about Fibonacci?
Well, the only way I can get that room back is if I can prove to Falzone that I'm still worthy, that I still got what it takes. Yeah? And the only way I can do that is if I can give him Fibonacci.
Interesting.
You see, this is not a me versus you thing anymore. This is us. An us thing, all right? It's us for the escape.
Is it? Or is this about you getting back in good with the mob again?
That life is over for me, Fish. I mean, they clipped my wings. They want me to rot in here. So I got no allegiance to them anymore.
And yet you still want to do them a favor.
Falzone is desperate. You see, if Fibonacci testifies in front of the Congress next month, Falzone is going to go down in flames. But if we give him Fibonacci, he will give us anything. Anything, including that very special room. What do you say, Fish?
And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil?
Give him up.
If I do, they'll kill him.
Maybe he deserves it.
That's just it. He doesn't.
Who is this guy?
He told me he was mafia.
He was working for the mafia. He just didn't know it.
Otto Fibonacci is... He's just like you. An innocent man. Caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.
What are you doing? You know, I didn't steal from you, John.
He was middle management in one of Abruzzi's warehouses. Just a normal guy. Working class, religious.
Hey, Nikki.
Shh. What did I tell you about talking?
Johnny, please. Johnny, please, no!
And somebody that couldn't turn his back on murder. He realized that murder. Balzone, the men he worked for, were killers. And he had the key to all their dealings. Things that could put them away for life. And now he's in witness protection for life.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
The judge asked him why he was coming forward with all this information. He said it was because he thought it was the right thing to do.
What's the right thing to do now, Michael?
I don't know. But if I don't give him up, this whole thing's over.
What you're telling me is if I'm to live...
A good man has to die.
We discussed.
Yes. I'm still not exactly sure why we're here, but...
A friend of mine should be along there shortly.
A friend?
Just to see where you are with things.
I think we're clear on where we are with things. Everything is under control. Nothing is going to affect tomorrow, if that's what you're worried about.
I'm not worried about tomorrow. My friend is a problem solver, that's all.
He's there at your disposal if you need him.
Do me a favor.
Make him feel like part of the team,
Talk soon.
What?
She's bringing someone in.
What does that mean?
Something in her tone changed.
You think she knows about the kid?
We don't know that.
Shouldn't have lied. Shouldn't have told her we had the kid.
What is it you don't understand? We tell her that kid got away. You and I, we are not here right now.
I swear to God, it just gets deeper and deeper.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means if I'd have known that this is how this whole thing was going to turn out, I'd have gotten some crap job with the feds.
Push pencils.
Drink coffee all day long behind a desk. God, that sounds good.
Keep talking like that, I'm going to be forced to put a bullet in your head. As for her friend, whoever that is, we find out what he wants, we play nice... deal with it accordingly.
Michael, you better see this.
Hey, Jersey, you putting that carpet in the guards room?
Yeah, I think so.
When?
Well, I gotta tear up the old stuff first. As soon as we're done with that. Tonight, tomorrow, maybe.
We're gonna find her, bro. We're gonna find the hall. I gotta do something.
Joe.
What's this?
It's for, you know, your last meal. Write down what you want. Link, you gotta write something down.
I gotta do nothing.
You don't fill it out. All they're gonna give you is what's on chow for that day.
So?
You don't want that for your last meal, do you, man? Hmm? In case you think of something.
Yeah, it's I.
Something you need there, Rugged?
Yeah, job, man.
Why don't you hit the DQ down the street? We aren't hiring.
Put 100 in your kick every month.
You want to pay me to work?
Man, I've been in the kitchen for 8 months. I screw up one more tray, I'm going to go J-Cat, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Fiorello, how about it?
Yeah. 150.
Sign me up then, baby.
I was thinking about what you said. That it's not a me versus you thing. It's an us thing.
That's right.
How far are you willing to go with that?
As far as I have to.
Then set up a meeting with Falzone. I want to talk to him directly.
Falzone doesn't talk to guys like you directly.
If he wants Fibonacci, he's gonna have to.
No, no! No, you heard me right.
You're telling me this kid is gonna give up Fibonacci? You're sure?
Definite. Only one thing, he wants to meet with you directly.
Son of a bitch. He actually did something right, John. That's good. I guess I have to call off those guys I hired to shank you. That was a joke, John.
Funny.
Good. I'll come out to this afternoon. And John, if I come all the way out there and this turns out to be a waste of my time, I'm gonna castrate you. I hope you understand that. Be well, my friend.
Love you too. He's coming. Don't mess this up.
I saw inmate on the caller ID.
Remember when I said I might be calling you on Fibonacci?
Yes.
Well, it's time.
You seem distracted.
Got a lot on my mind, I guess.
Yeah? Have anything to do with the people who took these toes?
Nice flowers.
Right.
Do we have an admirer?
They're from my father.
Ah. What's the occasion?
It's my birthday.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. Nothing. Birthdays aren't usually a sore subject, that's all. Unless the celebrant is feeling her age, which I don't see how you could be.
I'm 29 years old, Michael. I'm not feeling my age. It's just that out of those 29 birthdays, my father has actually managed to see me on precisely 6 of them. So, I get flowers instead. Flowers that end up dead and in the trash a week later. Sounded better, huh?
Kind of.
It's not a big deal. You are all set. I will see you tomorrow.
Okay. I'm sorry you feel that way. About the flowers, I mean.
Hey, somebody get on this. I want these in the other room.
I got it, boss.
And chill, Lily White. I got it.
Doing well, is he?
Just lost his mother. 10 days from now, he loses his father.
How you holding up? You know, I sort of get what you're going through here, LJ.
No disrespect, but I don't know that you do.
No, with my dad, I was in the same spot when I was your age. He was in prison. And like your dad, he was innocent.
What happened? I mean, you know, at the end.
What I hope happens here. He got exonerated.
What'd they say he did?
A lot of bad things. They weren't true. And we proved that. Every day was a lost cause. And we kept fighting. I mean, what else are you gonna do when you love somebody? You gonna let them go out like that? So you fight. You keep fighting. You never give up. We're gonna beat this thing. Okay?
You were expecting me. A mutual friend arranged.
Yes.
You mind if I...
Please.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't get your name.
Quinn.
Mr. Quinn, mind telling us what we're doing here?
Look, you can probably tell just by looking at me. I'm not a wave-making sort.
Just think of me as a supervisor. Here to make sure things are under control as we approach, you know, the big event.
I wasn't aware that things are out of control.
Well, you would be the one that would know, wouldn't you? Well, the reason I'm here is because there's a discrepancy between what you know and what you have said to the vice president. The lawyers you tried to blow up, they're still running around. Healthy as thoroughbreds, you know it. I know it. Same thing goes with the kid. You know, you were silly enough to tell the old lady that you were actually in possession of. Now, everything that I'm saying is boiling down to this. You got to hand the reins over to me now so that I can save your ass.
First of all...
No! No! See? Now you made me make a wave. You and your partner are off the job until further notice. It doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from the White House. It comes from the company. You understand? But your proximal and middle phalanx are broken. Just heist it for 45 minutes, then splint it. That's what a doctor would tell you to do. So you don't need to go see one.
Ecofield's SEC filings.
Terrence Den was murdered so the information from his indictment wouldn't be made public, right?
Sure. But since it never saw the light of day, we have no way of knowing what they were trying to cover up.
Stedman's wife said there were hundreds of millions of dollars at stake if her husband went down. So I figure we follow the money and see where it takes us.
$109 million, $212 million.
Over half $1 billion that I've found so far in federal grants to Ecofield for alternative fuel research.
That is a hell of a lot of money.
But for what? Not only did the company never make a profit, as far as I could tell, they never made anything. Look, no fuel cells, no patents, no findings, nothing.
So Ecofield was a sham, it was a cover.
Question is, for what?
Philly.
Sit down, kid. So, Fibonacci. How'd you find him?
Did my homework.
You get elliptical with me for one more second, and I will cancel you. You understand me? Give it up, Fish.
Before someone's transferred to the U.S. Marshal Service and placed in witness protection, they're guarded by a local sheriff from the county where the trial will take place. Sheriff Solomon, please.
Please hold.
Andrew Solomon here.
If the sheriff was available, then he wasn't the one guarding Fibonacci.
Putnam County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, is Sheriff Pronzo there?
I'm sorry, Sheriff Pronzo's on vacation.
Really?
Yes, sir.
There were only four sheriffs in the county. And since Pronzo was the only one who wasn't in his office, and his wife and kids were waiting for him at home, I knew the only vacation he was taking was with Fibonacci.
Watching him until they could put him in protection.
Thing is, sometimes it takes weeks for the Marshal Service to set up a new identity. So some local sheriff is stuck in the middle of nowhere with Fibonacci. He gets lonely and calls home a lot. I called the phone company, said I was Pronzo and I'd lost my bill. I asked for another copy. Seems Mrs. Pronzo was receiving dozens of calls from an area code a long way from Chicago. I went online, reverse traced the number, and voila. There was Fibonacci's exact location.
How do you know he's still there?
I have someone looking after him. Watching from afar in case he moves.
Mm-hmm. This is about money, isn't it?
You're an astute man, Mr. Falzo.
What? Your friend here, John, is trying to extort me.
Not extortion, insurance. I plan on being out of here one day. I don't think my new resume is going to cut it in most places.
How much?
$200,000.
I'm going to kill you.
Quid pro quo. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Well, I'll give you some quid pro quo.
Where did you get this? Who took this picture?
Well, since you took it upon yourself to have some people watching over our interest on the outside, we took it upon ourselves to have some people watching over yours. So who's it gonna be? Fibonacci or your pretty little girlfriend there?
Yeah, you should be careful with who visits you in here, Fish. These walls have eyes.
If you touch her, I'll kill you myself.
One, that is an empty threat. You are less than a gnat to me. And two, all you gotta do is give me the address and we avoid all this melodrama altogether. The address, you gnat. Now.
Promise me. Promise me it'll be quick and painless.
Do you believe this guy?
Promise me.
If the next thing
that comes out of your mouth is not that address, there's going to be a lot of pain in a lot of places.
Canada. 345 Hamilton Avenue. Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Get out of here. Nice work, John. I guess the demise of John Abruzzi was greatly exaggerated. Thank you, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Could you do me a favor and fix this phallic thing for me?
I consider it done.
Hold you up. Thank you. And Philly, before you pull the trigger, look the son of a bitch in his eyes and tell him John Abruzzi said goodbye.
And prosperity, America will set the pace. Race? Rat race, arms race. Can you think of a word with the worst connotation? Fix it.
Send me a babysitter?
This is not the time or the place.
This is the time and the place.
Don't take that tone with me. Remember who you are talking to. I am the vice president of this country.
No, actually, you're Caroline Reynolds from Montgomery, Illinois. I know exactly who you are.
Come with me. Just... there is something you need to understand. If you had done your job, I never would have had to ask for Quinn.
And there's something you need to understand. You woke a sleeping beast when you called these guys in. They have a bigger agenda than any of us, and they get real nasty real quick if things don't go their way. So now, no one is safe. Not you. Not me.
Let's not overreact. I mean, I know everyone is nervous about tomorrow. I understand that. But the one thing both of us have to remember is that we are in this together, okay?
All I'm saying is these guys are into this thing now, and there's no going back. That's bad news for... everyone.
Sebastian Balfour?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm Nestor Pollock, Midwestern Life and Casualty.
I'm already covered. Thanks.
Oh, no, I'm here to discuss Veronica Donovan.
What about her?
Well, we've been trying to track her down with respect to the property damage from the apartment explosion.
Explosion?
You didn't know. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that her records, they list you as her fiancé, so I assume...
Hold on. Is Veronica okay?
Well, there has been a fatality.
Oh,
no, but
God.
The medical examiners haven't been able to identify the remains, you know, with any certainty. So Veronica could be okay. We just can't find her. We were hoping you could help.
Burroughs. Blueberry pancakes, huh?
All right, man. You got it. Blueberry pancakes.
This is it.
All right, that's it, kids. Time for bed. Give me a kiss. You okay down there, bud? Night, night. All right, sweetheart. Give me a kiss. You down.
Thanks.
Tonight we send a message, gentlemen. We're gonna hurt him and his family the way he hurt ours.
It's John. You wanted to talk to me?
Yeah. You hear the news? Falzon got popped last night up in Canada. International gun charges, parole violation. He's in deep.
You threw away your flowers.
Like I said, they don't last.
I don't think they're dead yet.
I don't like getting attached to things if I know they won't last. Bingo.
Why are you so cynical?
Michael, I think there's cynicism and then there's realism.
And there's optimism, hope, faith.
This coming from an eight-toed guy locked away in a penitentiary.
Toes are overrated.
Thank you for trying to make me smile. Not today.
You never know.
Rosa.
and I have a lot to talk about, don't we, Fish? Seems Philip Alzona ran into some problem up in Canada just because of the information you gave him.
What kind of trouble?
International gun charges, parole violation. He's gonna go away for a long time.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty darn good.
And what about T.I.?
Got that back, too. Falzone paid Bellick yesterday, so we're good for now.
It all worked out.
Sure did.
Nicely done. You're a hell of an actor.
Thank you. Well, this helped. It's nice. Nice shot. Where do you take it?
It's Lincoln's from back in the day. Camping trip or something. So when do we get back in that room?
Right away.
Well, let's get to it.
Oh, just one more thing. You are going to give me Fibonacci once we're outside these walls, right?
Of course.
Thank you. But I think I'll keep this. As insurance.
More juice?
Why can't we have breakfast every day?
You should have breakfast every day, LJ.
Most important meal.
No. Why can't I have breakfast with you every day?
Nothing would make me happier.
But, your mommy and me, we don't live together anymore.
Why?
Well, sometimes that happens with mommies and daddies. But you know what? You're the luckiest boy in the world. Your mommy loves you very much.
And I love you very much.
But tell you what, how about every Sunday, we have our own special breakfast? Just you and me. Yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit or a handful?
Handful.
Handful. Here we go.
Take a walk. Anyone else want to walk with him? Yeah. This is my game.
Looks like our friend got his throne back.
Looks like it.
Something tells me we may have you to thank for that.
You don't want to know.
You got that right.
Stretch your legs, old head.
Now, we got a hell of a lot to talk about, don't we?
I got nothing to say.
Now, you think you can play me, Snowflake? Because you got college? Big school learning, huh? Well, let me school you. Darwin wins inside these walls. Not Einstein. Darwin.
Yard time's over, ladies. Let's line it up.
I'm not done with you, Fish.
You never even got started. Through the hard part. Another 18 inches, we'll hit that pipe. We'll be there by Friday.
Friday?
Better start making travel arrangements.
Howdy, Goose. Here I come, baby.
Sardinia, here I come.
Where are we going?
Panama.
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 Darien Gap, south of the canal. No roads, no electricity, no cops.
Nothing but white sand beaches and ice cold beer.
Well, that's nice, but what about our lives?
I don't know. We'll open a scuba shop.
Hey, I don't dive.
Neither do I.
We'll have plenty of time to learn.
balls.
Scott says he's on the job in here.
No, I don't think so.
You heard the pies on?
Move your ass. See you. Hold on 1 second. Now, are you sure about that? Are you sure you can't use the extra hand?
You know anything about construction?
Concrete is my specialty. Can you dig it?
Okay, boss. Sign him up.
You got it.
That looks like Darwin wins after all, eh, Fish?
I have a lot of dots, but no way to connect them.
Nobody's getting rich here.
What about shareholders?
Well, profits were minimal, and they were all converted back to shares.
Looks like they subcontracted out some research and development, but it's pennies in the grand scheme of things. Nobody was pulling early retirement.
Yeah, you can't hide $500 million just by moving a few decimal points.
In a move anticipated by many pundits, Vice President Reynolds announced she is running for the presidency. She made the announcement from her hometown of Montgomery, Illinois.
The move toward worldwide peace and prosperity is a marathon, not a sprint. But I assure you, America will be setting the pace.
$500 million just doesn't disappear. You could run a small country with that.
The vice president is reported to have the largest campaign war chest in history. It is so large, in fact, that prognosticators are already casting her as the favorite in the presidential race.
Maybe not a small country. Maybe this one.